Chris, what have we wrought?
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, why are we doing this?
Because we're loyal to the fans who are loyal to us.
You're right. You're right. This is for the fans. Guys, welcome to...
Who for some reason want to watch this movie with us.
Hey, are you guys going to untie me?
No, not yet. Not until the movie is over.
Didn't you bring the ball gag?
Oh, this movie should have been called Ball Gag. Anyway, this is Watch a Movie with Us, and we are doing the worst films of 2013. Shut up about it being April. I know it's April. Don't worry about it.
We got busy.
The point is... You guys voted on the three worst movies of 2013, and we are now going through them from number three to number one. This is the number three movie, the third most requested film for us to do a commentary for, Grown Ups 2. How this didn't rank number one, I don't know, it's beyond me. But the point is that we are here, and we are watching it as we promised. And as we promised, this commentary is completely free, so enjoy our misery completely gratis.
The only reason... to even listen to this at all is if you enjoy Schadenfreude, because you're certainly not listening to it to enjoy, you know, watching Grown Ups 2.
Is Schadenfreude in this? Because she's really good.
She's so hot in the Resident Evil movies.
Chris, we have a guest.
We do?
Yes, introduce our guest, Chris.
Oh, but Paul's over here all the time, so he just hangs out and eats our food.
But you still have to, we have to make
this food?
I know we're all in pain, but we have to still, like, keep up appearances, so let's pretend we're professional.
This rope is kind of chafing.
That's all right. I'll get you some Vaseline later, baby. We have Paul Benjamin, famous comic book guy.
That makes me sound like I'm the dude from The Simpsons.
Worst intro ever.
Paul's been on a lot of the previous Leog podcasts that we used to have on the old site, and you were on the Staple podcast that we did as well, and we actually hope to involve you more in the future with stuff that we're doing.
That sounds good to me.
Yay!
I'm not saying that because I'm tied to a chair.
We promise the good stuff you'll be doing with us will not be having to watch the other two worst movies.
Yeah, after this, I might not be back ever.
Real quick, what are you working on right now that people keep an eye out for?
Right now, it's going to be a little while before it comes out, actually. I'm working on a book called The Girl with No Name that was a property I had at Tokyopop that I got the rights to back because they never actually published it. And now I'm working on it, and it's going to be a Kickstarter. So keep an eye out for that in the long-term future.
Well, okay. We'll be happy to promote that for you, seeing as how you're suffering through this film with us.
So you say that. Here's the thing. When Grown Ups 1 came out, I was literally living in Uzbekistan. So my only television was send the Netflix discs off. 3 weeks they'd get to the States. 3 weeks I'd get more. Watch those, send them back. So it was like 6 weeks between new episodes of whatever I was watching. That was my only option. So, like, I haven't even seen a commercial. I literally, all I know is this is supposed to be a really shitty movie.
You know, they say it's even worse than the first one.
Based on a really shitty movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Hey, I liked Push by Sapphire.
You know who else was in Uzbekistan? Was apparently everyone's agent in this film. So they just made this decision on their own.
Or at least they should be to go run from, like, angry mobs.
Yeah, there should be a, there, you know, Adam Sandler's agent needs to be in a gulag in Siberia somewhere by this point.
But enough preamble. Let's get into the meat of this rotten, turned meat of this sandwich. You know what? This is how this works. We're going to, in a minute here, I'm going to say play the movie, which is literally us on the Blu-ray pressing the play movie button, which, of course, due to different systems, whatever, might take slightly longer than others. You might need to try this, like go back and try it again to sync it up perfectly. And to make that easier for you, we're going to actually have the volume up pretty high in the movie so you can hear it over our mics and try and sync it, to, you know, your home system. If it's not perfectly synced, don't worry about it. We're not Mystery Science Theater here.
Yeah, but God forbid we compromise the integrity of a viewing of Grown Ups 2.
But then I'll turn it down after a little bit, and it'll just be our voices you hear, so you won't have to listen to Kevin James in stereo.
I'm not going to advocate piracy, but I did say that just now. So just leave that thought in your head.
And by that, you mean... the next time Kevin James or Adam Sandler or David Spade go sailing.
Yes. Yes. If you happen to be listening from Somalia,
just get them.
And yeah, Sandler's yacht happens to float by.
Make sure they're not with Tom Hanks, though.
You be the captain now.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's just sad.
That dude will fuck you up.
Not really, though. He just kind of looks upset and concerned for everyone the whole time.
Did anyone else think that was supposed to be a sequel to Polar Express and then get really confused? Because that's what happened to me.
I thought it was like there was some other ghost of a ghost of black people in a third world country having a shitty Christmas.
Yeah.
I just thought he was Kip from Bosom Buddies all grown up.
All right. Enough about that movie. Let's get into, yes, that's right.
No more delaying, I guess.
Grown Ups 2. Aren't you lucky? Play the movie.
So none of us have seen this, correct?
I've only seen the original, the classic. Grown Ups 1.
How can you say that with a straight face?
We're looking at this unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this copyrighted work.
Well, I heard number 3 is going to be even better. as third movies and sequels always are.
This probably made a lot of money, too, knowing as shitty movies like this generally do, so...
Well, they made a second one, right? So the first one had to make money, and it was shitty.
Yeah, this made $246 million.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You did this, America! You did this!
Annette Bening presents.
Oh, wait, this is a Sony Pictures? I gotta go, never mind. What? I was willing to watch it, but once I found it was Sony.
It's from Columbia, so everyone was on cocaine. This makes a lot more sense.
Suddenly makes a lot of sense.
Terrific.
Isn't it haunting that there's actually a Happy Madison production company?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of money on a
regular
basis.
No, we failed
as
a society. I think we're going to be saying that several times throughout this evening.
I like to call these things nuke us now movies. Like, you may as well just nuke us now.
From
space.
We're
only going downhill.
Only way to be sure.
Yeah. Nuke us from orbit. Okay, so Adam Sandler's in this movie. I literally didn't know that.
Another horrible morning.
I mean, I knew it when
Adam Sandler does not die in his sleep.
Adam Sandler is married to Salma Hayek, but John Ritter dies before he's 60. That's
oh, it's
great.
A stag film.
Okay, wait. So I get so confused. He's a Baratheon?
Oh, there's a deer in my bedroom. Whoopa doopa doo.
As wide as you can. Oh, please let me sleep.
I want to dream I'm married to somebody who's not a total schlub.
Yeah.
Who's, of course, probably worth it.
Did he marry Salma Hayek in the first one, or were they already married? I want to know all the continuity background.
I don't remember.
I heard they retconned some of it.
Your mother's here from Mexico.
He called the deer her mother! That's hilarious!
Open the window now!
Well, don't you open it, you lazy...
I'm no expert, the deer, but I think that might be CGI.
The deer is peeing on them immediately. This is a film and a half. Oh, dear Lord.
Can I ride him? Because, you know, if a deer runs past you in your hotel room, is it a deer? It's not a doe.
It's a metaphor.
And it's literally a golden shower.
It's a metaphor for his burgeoning puberty. Don't you see what's happening here?
This movie is not even 5 minutes old, and three different people have been peed on by an animal. What
Seriously?
In the blue fuck? Oh, now it's got laundry on its antlers, and the bra is stuck.
That's hilarious, because girls' underwear.
This is actually based on a true story, okay? So be a little sensitive.
I don't understand these deleted scenes from Hannibal. Like, I like the stag imagery, but I don't get it.
Okay, so this is good exposition. I left the door open in case any animals wanted to wander in. And
yeah, why is
Thanks
there,
for clarifying
Why is
that.
Their door open at all? I don't understand.
They should have been home invaded.
The daughter wanted to let wild animals in.
They should have been home invaded and then murdered. Except for Salma Hayek, because she should be dating me now.
Okay, is that Santa's little helper?
Look, they're CGing the eyes. That's going to freak me out. I'm just saying. I hate that when they...
That's so unrealistic. Deer would never eat dog food. Okay, so I'm not getting any sound in my
You're not getting
headphones.
Any? Okay.
Should I be getting some? I mean, maybe I shouldn't have told you.
Really could have saved yourself a couple of hours of torment.
Mr. Gigglesworth. A fine name for a monkey.
look at this stuffed monkey.
Oh, wait, I'm getting it from one side of the headphone. That'll do.
I'm going to hypnotize you with the funny monkey.
Oh, my God.
So, do you remember when Adam Sandler did, what was it, Funny People was the name of that movie?
Ironically, yes.
Yes. Playing it fast and loose with both of those words, really. But there were all those posters in his house of these movies that he had supposedly
some good
done.
Acting, kid.
And it was supposed to be a knock on Adam Sandler, and everybody thought, well, Adam Sandler's being self-referential, he's finally self-aware, maybe he'll stop doing this shit. And then he proceeded to make movies that were worse than the movies that were parodies of his movies.
Let me read out this budget, or the money made by this movie again. $246 million. He's a lot of things, but he's not stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, his movies might be stupid. His audience
is also stupid.
Yes.
He's got a demographic, and every once in a while he manages to make a movie that actually goes beyond that and is like, wow, this is a surprisingly good movie. Every once, usually when Drew Barrymore is involved. But this is not one of them, and most of his films aren't. Most of these films are for the same crowd who watch the TV shows that all the rest of his guest stars are always on.
I have a science-related...
Wait, is Drew Barrymore in this?
No, she's not.
I have a science-related question. Has Kevin James been reinstated as our ninth planet yet, or is he still just like a gaseous subgiant?
No. That's cold.
Is it?
Oh, they made an outer space reference. That's appropriate.
There you go.
Well, they're trying to appeal to the STEM research, you know. They want young girls to get interested in science.
I can already spot the most unrealistic thing about this film. Kevin James is married to her.
Really? So the joke is that they never correct their stupid child?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Jenny McCarthy teach them how to parent?
Alright, that's awesome, though. I want doo-doo grenades. Like, an episode of G.I. Joe where they use doo-doo grenades would be fucking awesome.
Now, hold on, Flint. It appears Cobra has doo-doo grenades.
G.I. Poo! I don't understand that reference.
I do, but I don't.
I do, but that's because I know Nicki Minaj.
Personally?
I don't.
Who are you, Cargill?
What is she going to pull out of his butt? It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, see?
Really?
That is the worst way to propose to someone or whatever. Come on.
That's so sweet. What if it was also covered in feces?
Digging for pearls. Right?
I don't understand. Didn't she just say that wasn't her child?
It's not even their anniversary.
Oh, that's cold. Says the little kid.
The little kid talk. Much very articulate.
Much like Kevin James in space.
Do you think any of this is made funnier by having seen the first one? No?
Okay. I have really largely blacked out the first one, so it's hard for me to say. I did once say I want to see a film run a train on David Spade, but I didn't mean it like this.
So wait, David Spade has lots of kids?
What in the...
Is that like a thing? Like David Spade... had sex with people?
Isn't that frightening? Yeah. But you can see what happens right here, so.
What is that thing?
He birthed the cast from Justified.
Are those tattoos drawn on? They look really like markers. I mean, they're drawn on, but...
I'm never sure...
All tattoos are drawn on.
Have you ever met people who have that, where they've got tattoos where clearly they did them when they were 16, or in jail, that are like hand-drawn and tattooed? You're like... You're not going to fix that?
Does this seem like a pretty big plot point to just throw in a prologue? Oh, by the way, you have an illegitimate son. Goodbye! Said the movie.
I think we need to not worry so much about the giant basic structural mistakes.
I'm just saying, like, even for these movies, like, wouldn't you want to spread that shit out? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're on the throw a bunch of shit at the wall.
Yeah.
See which ones land.
See if anything sticks at all.
Throw a bunch of deer piss at the wall. That's already happened.
I don't know, but I'm going to rewrite my graphic novel. It is clearly too smart. I'll never get it going on Kickstarter.
Did he not know at this point that he should just back out now?
That's what they all should have known, Chris.
I mean, everyone else I can understand, but why is Salma Hayek doing this?
Because $250 million?
Yeah. And to be fair, Adam Sandler is famous for treating his people extremely well. Like, his cast, he pays him well. He tends to, no matter how shit your career's gotten, if he's your friend, he's going to put you in the movies and get you a good paycheck for it. You got to say, like, as a guy, Adam seems like a stand-up guy.
I heard the same thing about John Ritter, that John Ritter was just awesome to work
with. I've heard that as well. But Adam Sandler is no John Ritter.
Well, clearly. I mean, for one thing, he's alive.
Yeah, one's
company. Oh, that's
company.
Terrible. Too soon. And it's been years.
I still rewatched the Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode where he's a robot, perfect
yes.
dad. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not Adam Sandler, John.
Little Hill. Lady. He
it's
calls
amazing
her little lady.
How unsexy this does not make Selma Hayek for her to be slumming in this film.
Yeah, it... Yeah.
She's still fucking gorgeous.
Even knowing that she had sex with Adam Sandler in the context of this, she doesn't lose an ounce of sexiness, and that's something.
Maybe that's why she did it. She got to have sex with Adam Sandler, fictionally. Like, that was the draw.
Yeah.
Cross that one off her bucket list. As in, if I reach in a bucket, what's the filthiest thing I can pull out?
Adam Sandler.
See? Masturbation jokes already.
Oh, wait, I missed it. What did Higgins say?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
There's him saying the fugly because he's my son.
Tyler, look. Hey, he just pointed it out. See? He pointed out he's in a Hollywood movie. That's funny.
It's so
it always works. Where's Abed?
Wow, this is like the Cabin in the Woods of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, he's right. Is this a Community episode?
You know what? Actually, this would make a lot more sense if it turned out it was all a big science experiment.
Yes. Yeah, no, I would actually contribute because I want to know what happens.
It's going to end like Men in Black 2, where it's just the big human petri dish. Just the failed experiment.
Is that really how the second one ended? Because I don't remember.
It was more or less. Both the first two, I guess, end sort of
well,
like
yeah, the first one was the marble.
Yeah. It's admittedly been a really long time since I saw Men in Black 2, so I could be mixing things up.
See, he did math wrong.
Yeah, this is apparently going to be a plot point that this kid is a fucking moron. And then those parents are just fine with that. I guess if you're the offspring of Kevin James, your parents are just happy you don't have an arm growing out of your forehead.
Well, they had it amputated.
Little failure broods running around all over this film.
Yeah, you'd think his kids look like that aggressive alien race from Rick and Morty, you know, with the double arms coming out of their sides of their heads.
Oh, good.
God, I thought we were going to get out of this without Nick Swartz. And
this walking human experiment.
Who is this guy?
The only guy that makes Kevin James seem funny by comparison.
If Kevin James is the guy always sleeping on Adam Sandler's couch, there is a smaller couch with like a broken spring and smells like urine that Nick Swartzen is always sleeping on.
Yep.
So is he like a blue-collar comedy guy or something?
No,
a stand-up comic who literally his entire shtick in the last 10 years has been calling up Adam Sandler going, can I be in one of your movies? I don't care what the role is. I'll do it because I need crack
and
money.
They finally gave him a solo movie, and it was easily the worst movie of that year.
Oh, what was
God.
It?
Bucky Larson.
Yeah, Bucky Larson.
Oh, yeah, we're watching that next.
No.
Did I tell you
He just did the thing he does where he talks like this and makes the fingers.
Hanukkah. We're gonna make the same joke in every movie.
Wow, he spits a lot when he sleeps. That's hilarious. Bodily fluids.
See, he's supposed to be that friend always you funny. Have who's gross and has serious problems, but he's your friend, so you stick by them, much like Adam Sandler's entire casts that he works with. So the possible exception of Chris Rock, who should be doing something better than this. Who admittedly never had much in the way of narrative acting skills, but he is genuinely funny.
Yeah. So, I'd say, like, in terms of Suicide Watch, I'm at, like, condition yellow right now.
Oh, you'll be all right. DEFCON 3.
I feel like that kid. That's going on in my head right now.
I feel like what's in that kid's diaper.
A necklace?
Don't you have to have a special license to drive a school bus?
Not if you talk like this and you drive all crazy and make the kids laugh.
And also, I love... I can't even... Oh, my God, you guys. And this is only movie
Hey, you're missing
three.
An important plot point.
Are we?
First Night of Summer Party.
That's a thing?
So this is an American Pie sequel?
That's a thing.
So much like real life, once again, Sandler's got the biggest house with the nicest stuff.
And all the other actors want to show up there.
Yeah. It is time to move on. Adam, we've had a breakthrough.
Come on, man. Say it again. Say it louder.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Man, Ethan Suplee looks terrible.
It's like...
Wait, I thought he died. Didn't he die? That's not the guy from SNL.
No, it's not Chris Farley.
Down by the river?
Chris Farley.
No, that's not it.
No, Matt Foley.
No, that's not it.
James Belushi?
It was Chris Farley.
John Belushi. Jim Belushi is still alive, unfortunately.
He does look like Kurt Cobain and Chris Farley had a kid.
I will say, you can mark this down, you can hold it against me forever, but that joke Chris Rock just told did make me laugh, which is that he called that kid White Precious.
You get it? He's got cheetahs in it. Actually, no, I don't get it.
Oh, he's going to eat one.
Oh, see? That's funny.
Why is that funny? Do you not eat food out of your nose all the time?
No, only out of other people's noses.
Let me just say this, and then I'll stop talking about Salma Hayek. There is no place that she could put food that I wouldn't then eat it.
Oh, I agree. Does that make me feel?
What about if she put it in Nick Swardson's nose?
I mean, on herself. Damn it, I should have specified.
No, too late. You gotta eat food out of Nick Swardson's nose.
Hey guys, we've had a Sherry O'Terry sighting outside of 1998.
Well, you know what? That's good, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good example of why I think Adam Sandler's probably a better dude than Will Ferrell in some ways. It's like, Will, you're seriously not going to put her in any of your movies?
Yeah, why hasn't Sherry O'Terry appeared in a single Will Ferrell film?
Yeah, or maybe she has, but she's certainly not notable for it.
Now I need to look this up, because now
do they not get along? Was there a falling out?
I mean, they were worked together constantly on Saturday Night Live, and you're like, you're seriously not going to take her along for the ride, especially with as hard it is for female comedians to make it? I don't know. Maybe she wasn't popular. Tina Fey never helped her out either.
So this is Adam Sandler's sixth grade girlfriend who is still obsessed with him because he's fucking hot like Salma Hayek.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Actually, we've already established that all the men in his family are fugly.
Yeah, well,
if you recall.
In theory, men think they're uglier than they are. And well, I guess so do women. So there you go. That's racist.
Racist.
What is this, Paranormal Activity, the marked ones?
Thank you.
I was kidding.
I knew you'd come around.
I was kidding.
Nope, you said it too late. No.
See, get it? The teacher's happy that it's spelled correctly.
I'm sorry. I can't watch this movie. I didn't know it was going to be this blue.
Why would you write 2013 on the side of the car? Now we know when this happened.
It's really dated.
Yeah, the Nicki Minaj
film.
Reference didn't really date the movie, so...
Ah, baby gap. Okay, because it's too small.
Wait, maybe he's dead. Like, for real.
If this turns into Weekend at Bernie's, I'm all for that.
Right?
So. I have looked it up. She has not appeared in a single Will Ferrell film.
All right, something's wrong then.
Yeah.
I feel like Adam Sandler would let somebody in his films, even if they, like, you know...
Okay.
Set fire to his ass at a sleepover or something.
That's awesome.
This is actually a really adequate metaphor for the relationship between Adam Sandler and Nick Swardson.
He just pulls the string
and Nick Swardson's like, oh, dance, oh, dance!
Yeah, it's like...
It's nice that he gets tortured at least.
Well, and
he
makes him play the most thankless and gross roles in his film.
Here, you have to hang upside down for a day of shooting.
Somewhere Rob Schneider just went, you know what, I'm fucking sick of this! He's like, okay, alright, sorry, dude, that's alright.
Nick?
Hey, Nick!
Georgette, why?
Kevin, you're a crack hooker away from being the next dead fat comedian. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying I'm wishing for that to happen, but I am ending this sentence right now.
Well, so here's the thing. I don't think I've seen any of his movies either. Is he like the mall cop, Paul Blart mall cop?
Yeah, that's him.
So,
funny because they just broke his neck.
I admit I am a little amused at watching that level of abuse to Nick Swardson.
Yeah.
This movie's looking up a little
bit. Wait a minute. The movie's looking up. I'm looking down.
Oh, how did you... You can't pop that. That's impossible.
Yeah, well...
I don't buy it. This movie's so unrealistic.
That was where you drew the line?
Why is the baby leash flesh-colored? Is it an umbilical cord?
What a absolutely repulsive
thought. They just made a baby-fucking joke. That's... What? Oh, yeah. No, she did.
I'd pick a fight with that Hulk.
Yeah, it's like, what are you, an idiot?
She called the woman, sir. Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
This is what happens when you're on Saturday Night Live and you only take roles in Adam Sandler type films when you get old.
I'm going to throw this out there. Maybe Will Ferrell was right. Maybe he knows something we don't.
So wait, by the logic of this movie, we would believe that his wife actually is Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, true. Poor
but
John
they wouldn't
Lawrence.
Say that's the ticket, because they wouldn't want to remind you that you paid for one.
Okay, you're missing the best scene in this entire film, I'm pretty certain. Except that they keep switching to John Lovitz. This is like one of those porns where they spend too much time on the dude.
That is not the ticket, actually, as it turns out.
I can't help but feel this is mildly gratuitous.
I have no idea what you're even saying right now.
There is nothing creepy about this.
I'm not even hearing you.
I guess in the real world there actually is, but please, this is all
this
we get.
I agree. You're
this
right.
is the
you're
only
right.
thing that might potentially make this movie worth watching.
Hey, look, see, he's a liar in this, too.
Man, massive lawsuit.
Yeah, what is going on?
Squat-robics?
Okay, which of the ladies is going to have sex with him, do you think?
Well, none of them will, but they'll be like a sort of like, are they going to cheat or aren't they going to?
And then I'm going to get jealous and he's going to make me want to work out.
And there'll be a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Has any woman ever said that? I know everyone loves Maya Rudolph, but I have never gotten the appeal. Everyone always says how great she
is. Okay,
wait.
Like, if a scientist created him in a lab, then this movie could be looking up.
Yeah, right? I know. Suddenly there's a sci-fi element.
Oh, who would have believed it?
But Maria Bella is still looking fantastic.
Yeah, she looks great. Which is why she would not be married to any of the people in this movie.
She's just like China the wrestler.
Yeah.
Just has an extensively big clitoris. Just huge.
Just big swinging clitoris.
Just gigantic.
This is why our parents don't listen to our commentaries.
Her clitoris is bigger than my dick.
Notice that they're shopping in a Kmart.
Yeah, I bet that didn't cost Kmart an arm and a leg.
I mean, it's not even a Walmart.
Did they really? But who would want to pay to give people the idea that Nick Swardson might have slept on their beds? See, this is like the old age home for people who worked on Saturday Night Live and nothing happened to their career.
I can't wait until Kevin Nealon shows up.
Oh, you know he will.
Oh, I bet you, again, I have not seen this movie, but I am willing to bet Kevin Nealon shows up.
Poor Tim Meadows.
What's funny is I'm pretty sure... I thought Tim Meadows was still on SNL as of last week.
Is that supposed to be funny? He says what a lot?
I don't even...
And now it's Benny Hill?
Really? How did these two get to be friends anyway?
Oh my God, could he be crossing his eyes any harder?
I would rather watch a 4-hour movie of Weekend Update with David Spade.
Yeah.
Or what was the show he used to do? The Hollywood Minute or
Hollywood
something
Minute.
Like that? Oh, this guy. Is the only job he's ever had playing the crazy guy in Adam Sandler films?
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for how bad this movie is.
When you watch people like... straining to physically contort themselves to do the one thing they think is funny, I don't understand how that's viable comedy.
It's like they're not even trying.
I mean,
did somebody write a script, or did somebody just say, hey, I've got a funny idea, go?
Well, let's be fair. They said, I have an idea, go.
Right.
Why are you doing this to us, fans?
You know,
what did we ever do to you?
Seriously, I haven't even been on this version of the show before, and I'm suffering through this.
They're stealing jokes from Jackass, which were funny because they actually happened.
Yeah.
Like, but if that's where you're mining your jokes from, You failed.
Yeah. When the unscripted reality show Jackass becomes the basis of your scripted quote-unquote comedy. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Look how their shirts match the hoses behind them. It's like some kind of weird advertising thing. Like some focus group was like, you know, if their shirts match the hoses, Kmart.
Seriously, if you saw that last shot, he was standing just at the edge of the shelf with the blue hoses.
Yeah. That was totally what they were doing. Yeah. It's like some marketing
ploy. It was like a flash of two worlds kind of thing going on.
It felt like there was something subliminally racist.
See, and now we've got the now we've got the cosmic treadmill. It's totally full of Flash references.
Oh.
Random Sandler far down go boom.
Sandler's got a show in any given movie these days that he's the most handsome and most in best shape of anybody else, all of his friends.
And look at the cadre of failure he has to conjure up to prove to people that he's the most handsome.
Hey, man, right? It's the oldest trick in the world. Girls have known it forever. You're going out to a bar, you want to meet a guy? Call your two much less unattractive friends to go with you. You will look so much hotter.
Well, hey, if not for all those unattractive friends, who are we going to date?
That's true.
I'm kidding, because all our girlfriends are hot. I'm kidding. My wife is hot. My girlfriend, she's okay.
That wouldn't happen, for the record. I'm just saying.
Pretty sure that would be a potential lawsuit.
They just don't inflate that fast. I know I might be a little nitpicky here, but...
Man, just running down the hall of shame of Adam Sandler friends in this movie.
All right, so we've got a hippie teacher. You can tell he's a hippie because of the way he talks and the flowers on his tie.
This movie fell down the failed actor tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Yep.
So what if this is your first role?
It's also your last.
So we're never going to see that kid ever again.
Oh, for God's sake.
Which is a shame. Because Ginger's get enough shit.
Why did he want that seat?
This could have worked. This could have worked if they had gotten Chris Hemsworth to play this part.
How do they know that this is his dad?
Because he... That's the best part. It's like the subtle compliment to David Spade. It's like, oh, that kid's obviously my son. It's like, really? Obviously? You wish, David
who was,
Spade.
David Spade would have had to have been dating, married to the woman at the gym. Who
how
was
is Urkel in this?
Real muscle.
Yeah. How has Urkel not aged?
Yeah, that could actually be Urkel, and I wouldn't even be clear anymore.
My name is Humpty, pronounced with an Humpty. Junior high, oh, how I love to attend thee.
It's like he had the hair from, like, what is it, Kid from Kid and Play? But accidentally a buzzsaw came too close.
All right, so they just totally missed an opportunity for a threesome with underage girls joke.
I'm kind of glad they missed that opportunity.
Wait, his name is Bumpty? Pronounced with an umpty? That's Dan Patrick, by the way.
That's hilarious when teachers torture students.
Dan Patrick?
For all of you who don't watch sports, he is a commentator on SportsCenter who they are now forcing to do this garbage.
Someone wrote and was paid for that line.
Oh, God. Kill everyone.
Seriously, I'm going to go home and work on a script after this, and it's just going to be so good.
Well, by comparison...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be the worst thing I ever write.
You just took a shit on a piece of paper. It's going to be better.
I will say this, you guys. If this shit can get produced and make money, if Hollywood will actually buy this script, kind of gives me hope.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if this can get made, like, you guys can't fucking make Wonder Woman?
Yeah. No, oh, for God's sake. You know what'll always make a movie good? Shaq.
Oh, look, it's Hightower from Police Academy.
Yeah, I wish it was Hightower from Police Academy.
Bubba Smith, I would take hands down over Shaq.
Maybe he's a genie.
Oh, they've added him to the cast.
And he'll speak in rhyme. Seriously, Hall of Shame of Adam Sandler friend cameos.
So far, no Rob Schneider, though, once again.
All right, I just want to go on record. if I were Adam Sandler, I would totally cast you guys in my movie.
Aw, that's sweet.
Don't you ever do that.
Can I be the Nick Swardson role?
Yeah, we'll definitely torture Nick Swardson you for the whole film.
In this fantasy?
We're not friends anymore.
You're actually going to play him.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard. Just don't act.
Oh, see, I know from like his hair that his brother's the dude in the store.
What is happening here?
I don't know. I feel like I've slipped into a vortex and I'm fighting my way back to this dimension. No, you do not get to dread. You don't get to do that.
You know, this is definitely an alternate reality because there isn't anyone this stupid in the real world, even in Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay. maybe in Florida.
For the record, that looks pretty awesome. Well, not that part.
Except for that. You see, it's throwing a little McDonald's plug.
What?
Damn!
What in the what? She looks like Frankenstein's monster if Frankenstein's monster was made entirely out of tits.
Is that supposed to be a Russian accent?
I don't even care.
Yagivaru Paruski, and that is not Russian.
Somebody didn't first job was not working at a school. Oh, damn, I just made an Adam Sandler joke.
Yep.
Yes, you did.
I knew that because it was bad. Adam Sandler, yeah, you don't get to ogle other women when you're married to Selma Hayek.
Why would you?
That's retarded.
She's all the woman.
Yes. Shut up, Big Diesel.
Isn't it by default there. If Shaq is in a movie, it's a terrible movie?
Yes, there has never been a good movie that has had Shaq in it. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, come on, what about Steel?
There has never been a good movie that has had Shaq, with maybe the exception of Blue Chips. This is just like, it's weird. Exactly the problem I had with That's My Boy. Is like, if you're going to be salacious, fine, but can you please keep the children out of your salacious jokes, you creepy old men?
It's funny because the wives are talking about the kids and the men are talking about her boobs.
That doesn't even make sense. I'm a pants.
Because he has an erection.
That, you know who he sounds like? He sounds like John Rubio doing a Tony Clifton impression.
You know, I know they're ogling her, but there's something really disgusting about it. All these little girls.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. The salacious around the kids.
I can't get past it.
Because it's like all those girls are going to grow up to be women with sex parts.
Yes, but we don't think about that until that time has actually come to pass.
Well, you don't.
No, I decidedly don't.
See, Shaq is funny because
he just loves music. He's just there because he loves the music. It's not about the hot chick on the stage.
You guys. She moves like Jaeger.
Jaegermeister?
I'm going to need some Jaeger. Oh, and Stone Cold Steve Austin has shown up for no reason.
Kavanaugh!
Anyone who thinks I need to get a better agent, give me a hell yeah! Turns out, yes, I will give you a hell yeah, Stone Cold. What's so sad is Stone Cold showed up at WrestleMania on Sunday and was great. It was so great to see him. He was doing his old shtick. He looked like he was in great shape. It was so much fun. And now I gotta watch this and be reminded that he also collects paychecks. Ugh. How were they in the same high school class when Stone Cold looks at least 30 years older than Adam Sandler?
I think the better question is, why is Stone Cold still trying to be a badass? Who's he impressing here?
I don't know. Oh, God. Oh, God, Chris, what are you doing?
So you expect me to drink Jaeger because you poured it?
No, because Brian referenced it.
Or because they made a Jaeger comment in the movie?
It's a rule.
I said the word Jaeger, and now we're about to do a shot of Jaeger to try and dull the pain of this horrible movie. That being said, the good news is we're not even halfway through it!
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I'm thought serious. We were in the third act.
I don't get it, you!
Oh, look, it's Colin Quinn! All right.
Oh, my God. They're
that
really...
is Colin fucking Quinn.
I think that's a dozen former SNL cast members. That's a good enough reason to drink, I think.
All right, so...
Maybe it's MTV VJs.
Here's to surviving this movie.
Prost.
Prost.
Astrovia.
Ugh.
That was disgusting.
You're talking about the movie, right?
Both. I used to be on MTV.
I'm a dick to children for no reason, Colin Quinn.
I used to be on MTV and nobody liked me there either. I remember, like, back in the days when they had music on MTV still, he was, like, when he joined, he was of that sort of third wave of people
VJs.
That were, like, that started to really suck, and they started to have more shows instead of music, and I remember right off the bat, I was like, man, fuck this guy.
Him and Matt Pinfield. I never liked Matt Pinfield.
Okay, so I like this. They're implying that because he went to DeVry, he knows how this thing is built. And he can make this guy do funny poopy jokes.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm just saying, it's a good, aspirational thing. Like, go to DeVry, learn a skill, see how it can help you in real life.
Okay.
Do poopy jokes.
Let me propose this. So, there's a lot of piss and poop jokes in this, but people could make the argument, well, it's for kids. Yeah, it's for kids. Like, the stripper giant-titted teacher jokes are for kids,
right?
This
is not... There's nothing about this movie that is for kids.
Not at all. And yet, the humor is, like, 8-year-old or below.
Yes, but it's not for kids. It's for people who still have the mentality of an 8-year-old or below.
Otherwise known as people who pay Adam Sandler's mortgage.
It's for Brick from the Anchorman films.
Yes.
I love Wikipedia describes it as heavily panned by critics.
Heavily panned.
Nominated 9 times at the 2014 Golden Raspberry Awards.
The Raspberry.
Okay, so now it's just a Nickelodeon joke.
Yeah. He literally just got slimed.
That joke blew.
That blew. What?
Man, just send him back to his island.
I think he is an island.
Every man is an island, but that guy's like 3.
Yeah,
he's an archipelago.
Archipelago, damn it.
It's actually my favorite thing that people who are too pussy to actually fight do a lot, is they just get in people's faces and go, what? What? And it's like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Or I'm standing right here, and it's like, yes, I see you. Thank you, GPS.
I think
there
was a statue of limitations on that joke.
Statue.
This guy was kind of like...
Oh, yeah, something you're not supposed to. Like,
this was me in high school, except without being mean.
God, kill me.
I was like, guys...
Oh, hey, this is Suicide Rock, previously referenced in the film.
Was it?
Suicide something, where they called Paul Blart Mall Cop a pussy for not jumping off of it.
This is a lot like the place I used to hang out with when I was a kid, except there weren't tons of hot chicks all over it.
Yeah, those are horribly self-drawn tattoos. That skull looks like a penis, by the way.
I think it was a penis. It was the penis of death.
It was the penis of death.
And that's where he died.
And he was gone from the movie forever.
So his tattoos were foreshadowing.
Wait, you should stay, because there's a drunk girl you can take advantage of, because she can't give you consent.
I know for sure that if I was in that scenario, I would stay.
Yeah, it's probably true.
And there is always that slight chance that you may indeed get laid in that scenario, because... Freshman college girls, I don't know what to tell you. They come prepared.
Phrasing.
No.
This is creepy.
Not really. That's literally what I meant.
Stay. See, he referenced his line from before.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's like Edgar Wright. I can't even. I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Ugh. Okay, see, this is a good plan. They're going to dump their beers when no one's looking, then act like they're drunk.
Why see, now it looks like they're peeing.
Seems really inefficient. Why not drink the beers and actually get drunk? I don't
because they don't want to have their first beer
because they're
you know, unless it's very special and candlelit. Yeah,
I know.
On prom night.
They're such nerds, I want to beat them up now.
I'm really surprised Kevin James hasn't been in an X-Men movie as the Blob.
No, because then that would require having to watch him in an X-Men
movie. Oh, wait,
this
is a different Rock.
No, I told you, it's Dwayne Johnson.
Several publicists died to make him Dwayne Johnson. Oh, hey, Kmart is referenced, even though we're not at Kmart anymore, because Kmart paid a shit ton for this movie.
Yeah, this is they also referenced it previously with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hey, that time you were at Kmart, and I was in this movie for some reason. Oh, God, no! Oh, no!
If there was anything that could make this movie worse...
I thought we were done with him!
I mean, seriously?
I thought it was over!
Is that werewolf guy? Sorry. Uzbekistan. Yeah. I was living in Uzbekistan.
Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Cockner.
Who is actually a worse actor than any of the main cast of this
film. And from what I've been told, one of the biggest dicks in Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, in fact, one of the reasons that he's not doesn't really have much of a career anymore is because he and his dad apparently pissed off about everybody.
Yeah. Then they tried to pull out of the nosedive when Abducted went under. They showed up in the agent's office the next day, and they're really nice to everybody, remembered everybody's name, but too little too late, assholes. Yeah. Skinny Danny Glover is an insult?
How is that an insult? That is awesome.
The only black guy
who
knows.
Who would not want to be skinny Danny fucking Glover?
Yeah, right?
I'm too thin for this shit. Oh, just stop. Just die.
Well, there's
call him young Samuel Jackson next. See how upset he is.
I mean, they had to go the extra mile to make a group of people you would hate worse than the actual cast, to be fair.
So. Also, I love that they made kids from this era into teenagers from the 80s.
Yeah, right?
Like, that is a quartet of Billy Zabkas right there.
Are they going to beat up Anthony Edwards next?
Hey, there's that skinny kid from New Jersey thinks he knows karate. Let's get him. You mean David Spade? Yeah!
I wasn't even paying attention to the line, but I like it when they slam their chests against each other. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes, all girls look like this.
And they all dance around at beach party, lake parties like that.
Yeah, we're going to pretend that we can't give consent either.
I mean, I will say, when I was like 18, 19, 20, yeah, I had a lot of fun with a lot of ladies, but generally speaking, they weren't en masse looking like that.
I don't understand how Grown Ups 2 is teaching young men how to date rape right now. That's what's going on in this other storyline.
Wait, are they pouring...
Well, they're already teaching old people, old adults, how to ogle young ladies.
That's true.
That is a big part of the plot.
Okay, that actually was a pretty cool move.
Yeah, if he wasn't such a dick, maybe I could say, hey, maybe you should be in martial arts films.
And he was in an action film,
that's not a stuntman.
It sucked.
Abducted was terrible. Just fucking terrible.
Is it on? It's on Netflix, I think, now.
Or, you know, alternately, maybe he was just in gymnastics. I'm just going to throw that out there.
He looks like a bit of a tumbler, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Dude, I'll tumble for you.
I'll tumble for you.
Give me the keys, you motherfucking cocksucker.
Hand me the key, motherfucking cocksucker. What the fuck?
He just called him Betty White. Yeah, that's not pretty funny.
That's not.
Even if you wrote the joke.
How does that kid even know who Betty White is?
Oh, they're using the Jimmy Olsen signal watch of frat guys.
It's a bro call.
It's a bro call. It's like a demon in D&D that summons other demons.
Wait, that's the dude, the blonde guy. He's the guy from Heroes who was the main character.
Oh my god, and he's the one, and that's my boy who's fucking his sister.
Milo Ventimiglia, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Who is
no
always...
way! He's, yeah, you're right, he's the other brother, he can fly,
speaking
and he's
of
playing
Danny
college
Glover,
student.
Speaking of Danny Glover, he is way too old for this shit. He's way too old to be playing this character.
He's way too old.
Wait, why did they make him jump naked?
Oh, that hurt just to watch. And not just because it was stupid.
Okay, it's not going to hurt anymore for being naked.
Don't... No, I don't
Milo
understand.
Is 36 years old.
Yeah, way too old to be playing a college frat boy.
He's about...
His penis gets
he
bigger.
He about realistically plays a college frat
why
boy
Why did he tell them not
David
to worry?
Spade.
Don't worry, my dick gets bigger. Why do they care?
I still don't understand why these kids force them to take their clothes off.
Because they're frat guys.
Why are they going along with it?
But that's, let me rephrase. How did they get... Just don't do it.
At that point, as adults, you go, what are you going to do? Commit murder? If you even so much as touch me, all your asses are going to be in jail by the end of the night. Okay, you're right. That's truly horrifying. Hot. Or hot.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's disgusting. Okay, that's good. That's an Obama joke.
Yeah.
That's good.
Look at Obama. Okay, taken out of context, that's disturbing.
Okay, again, children.
Soup kitchen my ass?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's a reference to some teen.
Wait a minute. I think David Spade told him he couldn't hang out because he had to volunteer at his soup kitchen. But that being said...
Oh, so now he suddenly has soup kitchen my ass as a tattoo. It's like instantaneous tattoos to express his emotions.
It makes sense.
Is that his superpower? He just generates tattoos on his flesh?
It's like a Xanth... spot on the wall talent. All right, that was some deep nerdery.
I was going to say, you're going to Piers Anthony now.
Yeah, yeah.
Next level nerd. How did they do? They're still behind us.
After they told you to leave, that's ironic.
Oh, wait, see? It wasn't him, it was Satan. So if this suddenly turned into a really gory horror film, would anyone be upset about that at all?
Because it means they'd all be dead.
See, it's David Spade's wife. It actually is.
Wait, that's why
the kid is huge, because that's his wife.
Because he's married to... No, it's not his... It's Hiccups McGee.
Oh, that's his...
I just want to point this out. David Spade's character is the ladies' man in this film. I'm going to say that one more time. David Spade is the ladies' man.
Shouldn't that be Tim Meadows?
Right, you would think. Yeah, hey, that would be more appropriate.
I've seen Tim Meadows in, oh my god, Mean Girls. He's buff.
Yeah, but he was actually in a movie called The Ladies' Man.
He's also...
I don't get him. I was in Uzbekistan.
Oh, fair enough.
I set you up.
That was before you left, to be fair.
I use it all the time. I'm like Animal House, I've never heard of it.
What happened, though, is that no one actually saw the movie when it came out, so you're excused. Because it wasn't that good.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe that Tim Meadows...
It was not as good as an Adam Sandler movie.
Well, let's not get carried away. For whatever reason, Adam Sandler just has that cult of people who are just like, he can do no wrong.
Yep, him and Kevin Smith.
See, this is what I literally do not understand who watches movies like this. But then I, see the Transformers movie, and then I see that people love it and think it's a great film, and I'm like, it's got some good special effects.
Yeah, I was like... There can't be that many people recording commentaries for bad movies, right? I mean, somehow this is making money another way than that.
Yeah.
Is that guy wearing blackface? I'm just saying.
No, that's Shaq.
No, the other guy.
I knew what you meant.
It's the T2, Jesus.
She kicked him even harder. She-Hulk kicked him so hard.
Okay, wait a minute. Nick Swardson is drunk and passed out at a children's playground. What the fuck is going on with this movie?
Okay, he really does seem a lot like Hightower.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's how badass Shaq is.
Why do you have to CG a tire?
I
just spit an actual tire on the ground.
See, and then he vomited like in Monty Python.
And that's funny because it's David Spade and he's miserable.
Did you just compare this to Monty Python? How dare you?
They are both films. Or movies.
They are both involving several different people.
Long distance. How is that even a thing?
I don't know.
Do you have a cell phone?
Does that even exist anymore?
What did he get arrested for?
I don't understand.
Spray painting... something.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Well, kind of good on him. Yeah.
Townies rule? Really? Townies? People still say that?
And he's not even from this town.
Boom, this just happened. That's a reference to something one of them said previously.
Someone's going to say this means war.
Okay. A college student just called them fartheads.
This is obviously
I can't. I now I can't unsee. What is it? Peter from Heroes? Is it Peter?
Yeah, you notice he's doing that weird David Koechner like lip thing. Just one lip goes down much lower than the other.
If I made a list of groups of people I'm afraid of, frat boys would be at the bottom.
Wait,
of that
look,
goddamn
she can't.
List.
Yeah, she can't spell either. I'm kidding. She can spell.
Come on, she's adorable and she's fat. Don't make fun of her.
This
I'm not being
PC.
You can make fun of her. All right, now it's time for the time check to see how
yes,
much more
please,
software.
Yes, please tell me how much longer we have here. Oh my God, there's still an hour left in this fucking movie.
not quite an hour, like 51 minutes.
It only gets better from here, right? This is that second act slump.
Yeah, this is where it gets bad.
It's the point where they get all the exposition so you understand the plot.
Right, yeah. Right. And then soon they will have a big falling out. None of them are friends anymore.
Inception.
No, I think Selma Hayek had the last exposition line that she mouth-humped with her
okay,
sexy
that's not
lips.
A touchdown, but okay. He's going to be the best kicker in the history of this town.
Shit kicker.
So his son's Polish? Polish guys tend to be good kickers.
Do they? I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that either.
Sebastian Janikowski? Nobody? All right.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just check your facts.
So this is, by the way, his third kick ever.
His third kick ever. Which, there's no way that's clear. Okay.
So this reminds... See the Red Arrow in the background? DC reference.
Why is that a DC reference?
Because Red Arrow is a DC character. And it said Red Arrow on the thing on the back.
What do you mean, DC in comics or something?
Red Arrow. Green Arrow Speedy is now
DC
Red Arrow.
It's probably not a DC reference in the context
no,
of this
No, it
film.
Is absolutely not a DC reference in the context of this
How
movie.
How weird
I
would
was
that
being
be if it
just
was.
Random. It's like, someone's a big Red Arrow fan, so
Adam
they stuck
Sandler's
his name
like,
in the background.
Adam Sandler's like, we're going to sneak as many tertiary Green Arrow character references in
the
movie.
Look, he did the voice. Oh.
Nice Foley, though.
Don't tell your mother I broke your leg.
It's Joe Theismann all over again.
Don't tell your mother.
Oh my God,
that
his whole future could have changed. That's tragic.
Yeah.
He could have been the best kicker
Congrats
in the history
for
of football.
Congrats to Chris for making a Joe Theismann reference.
Hey man, I was watching that game when it happened.
Demonstrating that you actually know who that is. I'm quite proud of you.
Well, once as I said on your
okay.
Inside Locker Room,
right.
I
now,
only know Redskins stuff.
Now right. I'm upset.
Oh, Buscemi, no.
What the fuck, Buscemi?
He's in all Adam Sandler movies, though. He's in, like, all of them.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
It just makes me so sad.
It does, me too.
I would rather watch Things to Do in Denver when you're dead than watch him in this.
But you're like the star of one of the best shows on television, Boardwalk Empire. You are not struggling for work in any way, shape, or form.
No, he's doing Adam Sandler a favor, unlike everybody else in this movie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Adam Sandler's doing everybody else in this movie a favor, but Buscemi is officially doing Sandler a favor.
It's that one thing you're like, whatever, Steve Buscemi, an award-winning actor, is in my films. You must have blackmail on him. It's the only possible reason.
All right, seriously, I would do this movie just to jump and hug Shaq. I did that once at Comic-Con, and he was pissed.
Seriously?
I just jumped up and grabbed on.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, shit. That would have been the best story ever.
I did stand next to him. That man is fucking tall.
Yeah. That's basketball.
But I did not jump up and say, catch!
That would have been the best story ever.
I did want to say to Lou Ferrigno as he walked in with a big art portfolio, I said, hey, do you need a hand with that? And he said, he's like, no, thank you.
He didn't hear you.
Yeah, he said, what?
No, but okay, so he did hear me when I said that, but then when I was in line behind him at the cafeteria, there was
a
woman.
Is he having a stake in this movie? That's Chris Berman from ESPN. So we have Dan Patrick, Shaq, and Chris Berman all in this film. Why?
This means
what is
nothing
going on?
To me.
What's ESPN? So the woman at the cafeteria was all pissed. She's like, did you see him acting like he couldn't hear me? He thinks he's better than me.
Are
and
you
she
serious?
she was just going off on Lou Ferrigno. And I'm like, ma'am, he's actually deaf.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He just thinks, I'm like, all right.
What am I lying? He's deaf.
Why would I make that up?
Look it up on your fucking phone.
So this is a movie in which Adam Sandler is married to Selma Hayek and Kevin James is married to Maria Bello. So it's a fantasy. Where the fuck is Frodo?
It's not just a fantasy. it's a deep fantasy.
I'm pretty sure we've already seen a few goblins.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings is more realistic than this film.
Yeah.
Well, at least it has its own internal logic.
True.
There is a giant Uruk-hai in a police uniform going by the name of
and a gnome by the name of Adam Sandler.
There is nothing hotter than Salma Hayek being mad and speaking in Spanish. I'm sorry. It's just like the hottest thing.
Also, I said Adam Sandler, and I actually meant David Spade, so my joke didn't land.
Oops.
And also, I was so preoccupied with it, I missed her boobs. Can you rewind?
And then slow it down.
I'm just kidding. I've got the internet.
That means you have to watch part of Grown Ups 2 again.
Yeah, you're right. Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Dude, they actually know your name. That's awesome.
Man, Gillian Anderson is looking terrible.
Why is Jake Gyllenhaal in the passenger seat? I don't understand.
Okay, you're playing.
Dude, this would be better if those guys were all riding hoverboards. Like, seriously, they are the present day equivalent of the hoverboard.
Of the hoverboard hooligans. Of Biff and his gang?
Yeah.
Hello, McFly!
Michael J. Fox comes by on a skateboard and runs across the top of the car.
I hate manure!
Just tell him you're not actually drunk. You don't need to impress him.
Yeah.
Tell him think you were drunk, but you aren't.
Wait, this must take place in Florida, because he's drinking while he's taking his driver's test and only got a 5-point deduction.
Yeah, all right, notice he has a Casio.
It's not Florida.
They didn't reference that he purchased it at Target.
It's not
Kmart.
It's not Florida, because Steve Buscemi would have legally shot him by now.
Black guy in my car? Boom. I felt threatened. Florida!
As I was saying earlier, Florida's the only good reason to go to Florida is to identify your daughter's dead body stolen from Patton Oswalt.
Remember that time we had to watch Grown Ups 2?
No.
I don't remember. Block it out immediately.
That sounds horrible. Did we just really do that?
Okay, so that. He just called.
Why would we watch Grown Ups 2? I don't understand.
I don't know, Chris.
So this is how cable guys avoid working with you. They wait till they call you, you tell them you're going to the bathroom, and then they slap a thing on your door.
As far as I know, that's actually true. That's the most realistic thing that's happened in this film.
How has that joke not already been made 3 times in the cable guy movies?
Right.
I don't know, because I didn't see them, because you guys didn't fucking make me come over to your house and watch them.
The cable guy is Star Wars next to this.
I have no doubt believing Phantom Menace is Star Wars next to this.
I can't remember who it was that said this on Facebook, but it's like, Stay Tuned from the 90s is a movie that really warns you against buying satellite TV, and The Cable Guy is the movie that warns you against getting cable. So each company should use that against the other one.
See, he's explaining the internal logic of the nickname.
That actually is a McGee comedy rule.
Okay.
To be
that fair. Is an awesome van in the background. Check out the Star Wars van in the background.
I would not actually drive it, but I would applaud someone from a distance for doing so.
I would applaud as it ran over David Spade.
Yeah, that's true. Does anyone
look? See, there it is. R2. 3PO? That's,
you know,
a nice
whoever
van.
Owned that truck is probably the only money they've ever made from a job in their life was getting paid to put it in this movie. Aw, they're bonding.
Oh, they're bonding.
There's
funny.
A million things that are funny on YouTube, and they have to reference the skiing squirrel that was used in Anchorman? I don't understand that.
Alright, there is one thing about this movie that I like better than the first one. The first one all took place in pretty much a single location. They're all on vacation together, and it was just so, I felt claustrophobic. After a while, I was like, just go anywhere.
Well, now they have a budget.
Characters.
Now they can spread out. They can spread their stink all over like a farty dog.
Somehow this movie cost $50 million to make. I don't know how.
Don't think of it as less self-contained. Think of it as crop dusting.
That accurately describes the jokes to this film.
Crop dusting. Oh, man. I need to get drunker quickly. There's still like 40 minutes left.
Well, it's Kevin James is just admitting that he was totally, like, checking out that hot teacher, And Maria Bello's like, oh, yeah, no, I understand. Nothing wrong with looking. I was like, boy, this is a fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, she said there's nothing wrong with looking, and he said she's allowed to look as long as the guy is gay, dead, or a cartoon. So what that tells me is he's okay with his wife being hot for a dead man.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Not what actual cheerleaders wear, by the way.
How many times is this movie going to make us, the audience, try and ogle high school girls?
Seriously. I'm just saying. No, this is the mom getting him to ogle, I think, college girls, actually. So they may actually be legal. Be
college girls? Okay, fair enough. But it does make it seem like it should be illegal when it's Kevin James doing it.
Okay, so just for the record, I would totally have done this.
Wait, is that Will Forte?
It's totally...
No, it's Andy Samberg.
It's Andy Samberg.
No.
Because Saturday Night Live.
Look, Will Forte's there, too.
Where?
He's there, I'm telling you.
I believe you. Don't rewind.
For the love of God, don't rewind.
Yep, it's Will Forte.
Oh, there yeah, there he is. All right.
The dude who was just in an Academy Award nominated film. Dude.
All right, but here's the thing. I would be in this scene. Guys. I would absolutely be in this scene. Hilarious. See, this is funny.
Is it?
This is hilarious, I think.
I don't...
Because here's the thing. We were just bitching about how they're going to make us ogle young girls.
Yeah.
And now instead they're making us ogle dudes.
Andy Samberg.
Adam Sandberg doing the antenna hand jobs shot from, what the hell's the Kirsten Dunst?
Marie Antoinette?
No. The Marie Antoinette movie where she gives the hand job to the
That's
antenna.
That's what I was thinking.
I love Sofia Coppola's work. It's so eclectic. Don't
Shaq's like, this is just Friday night for me.
Right?
Bunch of girls in cheerleaders outfits washing me.
No.
Giving me a sponge bath.
This is because this is what it used to be like. That's why he's in this movie.
If this were really accurate, halfway through the movie, Shaq could be traded to a different film.
I think that's funny.
Yes, it is. Trust me.
I don't know for sure, but I can imagine the scene.
It's The worst part of this is seeing Sandberg do that after getting into Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's so fucking good on that show.
See, that's the thing for me is, like, I think that show is great, and it's written really funny, but I think he's the weak link of the
See,
show.
See, I don't agree at all. And I would have been with you, honestly, because I'm not the biggest Sandberg fan, but I think he's perfect on that show.
I agree. I mean, I don't think he's amazing, but the show is so well written. And he perfectly compliments it.
The thing about it is it's got a great ensemble cast, and I think that he's the one guy who just... They play it too hard, the whole, like, I don't care about anything. I'm like a young Bill Murray or something.
Right.
It just doesn't...
Hey, maybe it could it work with any other actor.
Maybe
it could.
I don't know. I think, and once again, that might be a situation, too, that's just... They plain wrote him a little too obnoxious for my tastes for the lead.
Oh, I get it. He's a ladies' man, but he only bangs the ugliest chicks in town. Now my world makes sense again. Thank you, grown-ups, too.
I guess we should have gotten it from Hiccups McGee.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I want to say, it's like any given person that we know, except I really don't feel like being that mean. This is something that could only exist in an Adam Sandler film.
Okay, those weren't all at the same time.
Oh, God.
He robbed a bank.
Yeah.
I think it's a Arrested Development reference.
Please don't let... I don't even...
Dude, he's already compared it to Monty Python.
That Adam Sandler might have seen Arrested Development and then keeps making movies like this. It's like, yeah, that's all right, but I'm going to make Grown Ups too.
I actually think the word, the phrase Arrested Development applies to Adam Sandler, seeing
okay.
as how he still thinks it's 1996.
True. So they just, his son didn't understand that Hall & Oates wasn't a cereal, so my dad actually thought that Hall & Oates was a country western band, Hall & Oates. True story.
I think I thought they were a country western band when I first heard of them, a billion years ago.
Stop. Wow. Stop immediately, please.
It's like a way too late hip-hop era Urkel.
It's like Urkel meets Digital Underground meets Flava Flav. Like, I don't understand it.
and all put in a blender and exposed to gamma rays.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, there was a scene a moment ago that we missed where Kevin James's very scrawny son was eating spoonfuls of butter, and Kevin James did nothing to stop him.
Well,
that kid's going to have a rough future. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, the predicted plot line that about Adam Sandler being jealous of the workout guy has just come to pass.
There it is. Even though he's gay. Also, this character is entirely ripped off from the obsessive ex-girlfriend from Wayne's World.
Yeah. Who was much funnier.
Okay, yeah. So now we've compared this to Wayne's World as
no,
well.
I'm not comparing it. They've ripped that off entirely from Wayne's World. I'm calling this movie plagiaristic.
Okay. That's a bridge too far.
It seems like too big of a word to use when describing this film in any way. It's too many syllables.
I don't know what that word means.
Only realistic thing I've seen so far is that character carrying a giant jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi seems like the kind of guy who would eat mayonnaise by the spoonful.
Are you stupid?
Oh, well, he doesn't even recognize her. He doesn't even know that she's his ex-girlfriend.
Is she really going to get upset that this crazy woman is stalking him when she knows that she's a crazy stalker?
And when she's Selma fucking Hayek?
Yeah.
So this ice cream joint is called Ice Cream House. I don't know if I'd trust any restaurant that was just that self-descriptive.
Like Fat Burger?
Yeah. You're like, wait, really? It's like the world of Repo Man.
He crushed his cones. Get it?
Because he masturbate jokes earlier, yeah. She's not falling for that.
Hey, the fugly line worked.
Although, the biggest surprise to me coming out of, like, you know, ending up having conversations and friendships with girls I knew from high school and early college was that ultimately, like, girls I thought were out of my league, just because I never said anything. Like, they'd be like, sure, I would have gone on a date with you. You just never seemed like you were interested. It's like, seriously?
Keep telling yourself.
I'm just saying as a piece of advice to any person who's there, you're worried about that, just fucking ask.
That's true. Yeah. If you don't ask, they've already said no.
Yeah. This fucking kid! Why in the blue fuck are they referencing 80s hip-hop artists in this child? I don't...
The real tragedy of this film is that this young girl...
But notice he's already bald just like his dad.
This young girl's thinking about dating this kid. That's the real tragedy.
Okay, that they didn't know how to end that scene, so they had him yell at a dinosaur when he saw a lizard and fall over backwards.
It was a frog. He sees a frog, yells dinosaur, and falls over.
You sure that wasn't a lizard?
It was a frog.
Sorry, I think that Jaeger's getting to me.
Okay, they're actually referencing 80s stuff now, so...
And Bowser has a mohawk. Bowser didn't have a mohawk before.
Because everybody looked like Adam Sandler in the 80s.
So, 80s references.
Come on.
Tony Danza?
Yeah, you do. You stink as a father and as an actor and as a writer.
Suddenly I want to go back to the 80s.
Seriously.
But you're great as a producer. You made a lot of money.
How is Selma Hayek hotter as a Whitesnake groupie?
It's not that she's hotter. It's just that every time she's on screen, you're reminded again of in such a direct and, you know, visceral way of how hot she is all the time.
Yeah.
It just seems that she's hotter in each scene.
She's wishing on a star that she was married to anyone else.
She's about to tell him love is a battlefield.
He's wishing she had signed on to be on that From Dusk Till Dawn TV series right now.
Is there really a Dusk Till Dawn TV series?
It's on episode 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Robert Rodriguez's...
Is it as not good as the movie?
It's made the mistake of stretching out the plot of the movie to an entire season. So.
Wow, because that was a movie with no plot.
Yeah.
Well, it has
a movie with no plot that was 12 times better than this
movie.
Hold on.
It's a movie that has one really good plot, and then halfway through switches to a not-so-great plot.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, the weird, like, Sam Peckinpah Brother Road movie at the beginning, I was on board for that.
Tarantino and George Clooney as crazy criminal brothers on the road was actually kind of cool.
Best performance Tarantino's ever given, by far. I know that's damning with faint praise.
But... And then they had to ruin it by making it a really D-grade vampire horror film.
Yeah.
Lenny, that's Big Brother.
He's dressed like Prince.
You know what's funny is
it's a 1984 reference.
If we were all to have an 80s party, we would all dress like completely different people from anyone at this party. We're like, oh, come on, man. I'm the guy from The Watchmen.
What a Booster Gold when he was funny.
Oh, Kevin James is Meatloaf because you are what you eat.
Wouldn't that be more of a 70s reference?
That's kind of funny, actually.
That's pretty awesome Hall costume.
Daryl Hall and John Oates are having a comeback right now, which is weird.
Oh, here they come. Watch out, boys. It's a comeback trail. First of all, if he were the real prince, he would make Adam Sandler bathe himself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah.
Such a weird scene in Purple Rain. You must purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Waits for her to strip naked and jump in and then goes, that's not Lake Minnetonka. Such a dick!
You fell for it!
A weird scene in Purple Rain? What?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
If that was plausible to be a thing, I would totally buy one of those fanny packs. Talk about your, like, self-protection in case of crime, you know?
Yeah.
What's in the fanny pack?
You'd have to put that on the utility belt for Batman, that's for sure.
Seriously, Batman's life... Whoa.
All right, so that guy just dressed up like what Richard Simmons. There? My girlfriend and her family, when we were just in L.A. recently...
Wait, are they Smurfs?
...to go to a thing with Richard Simmons.
Okay, are Smurfs an 80s reference, or are they now a...
No, they're 80s reference. But she went to a Richard Simmons thing, and he was, like, the coolest, nicest, most awesome guy in the world. He gave them all gifts before they left. They were like, Richard Simmons is awesome! It's like, I wasn't surprised to hear that, but at the same time...
Who is she supposed to be?
So how does his wife also have a receding hairline?
That's Ellen Cleghorn. Ladies and gentlemen, the most obscure SNL cast member citing Ellen Cleghorn.
They really have gone and grabbed from just the bottom of the barrel. Right, you can
please
scrape.
Notice that she is dressed as Hulk Hogan, because that's
fucking
awesome.
She is a real American. Which is funny, I almost made the joke earlier in the movie that she looked like Hulk Hogan.
At the last year's Spill Halloween party, which I could not be at, apparently two people dressed as Hulk Hogan, and one of them was a woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there was a Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, what's happening?
We could have had our own WrestleMania.
I'm not pleased. The kid's dressed as ZZ Top, though, so I'm all for that.
He's got Legos.
Thank you for explaining their relationship.
Kid's like, do I do that? He's literally looking at the director. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I don't know. What's happening? So isn't that supposed to be an affair they're having?
No, he's not married. Oh. That's the thing.
Oh, he's not married.
He keeps having, like, these trysts with all these hideous women. That's the gimmick, I guess.
I don't know. Dressing like Indiana Jones at an 80s party seems
like cheating.
But
look who they made dress as Boy George.
Why didn't they get the guy from The Wedding Singer who was supposed to be Boy George?
Because they could make their asshole friend dress as Boy George.
Yeah, honestly, once again, the more they torture Nick Swardin, the more I like this movie.
I bet that's what they do, is they're like, dance for your paycheck, monkey! Magnum P.I. Miami Vice is an amazing show, by the way. What?
Holy shit, he's fucking James Bond.
Are they not supposed to be...
They're not supposed to be drinking.
Why? Did I miss this?
Because
they're adults at an adult party and fuck off? Like,
His wife will judge him. Mm. It's been well established that he can't get away with anything that, you know, a normal human being's allowed to do.
That being said, if Selma Hayek was, you know, sleeping with me, I would obey whatever crazy rules she came up with.
Right.
I wouldn't care if it was literally just sleeping.
Yeah.
But we have to reference Selma Hayek, you know, all women must be ballbusters. What'd she say? I missed it.
She said it was as easy as making a free throw, and Shaq's face dropped.
Nice.
Because Shaq is terrible at free throws.
I get it. That was kind of an obvious.
Well, it's, okay, well, it's the only... the stupid kid is a musical savant. I'm so excited. His stupid son has a talent.
His son doesn't have to be stupid if they would just take the time to actually teach him. They let him, like, 8 plus 6 is 28. Good job, idiot.
See, no. You just ruined it.
You ruin everything, Kevin James.
The only thing that was realistic is the two girls standing behind Kevin James who had a look of pure horror on their face.
Kevin James, on them. Go back to the bridge and crawl under it where you habitate.
This movie has a troll.
Never
totally Lord of the Rings.
Infect the world with your presence again, you waste of carbon.
Time check. It is now an hour and 14 minutes, 15 minutes almost, into this movie at a running time of hour and 40. Much suffering to come.
All right, I'll say this. At least it has a good soundtrack.
Well, the Jay Giles Band actually is in that scene.
Wow, we just got
dressed as the Jay Giles Band?
We just got a question in Digital Noise about what's the best band appearances in movies.
This will not be it.
This will not be one of them. But I did love the Jay Giles Band.
Oh, yeah, they're a great band. That's why I wish they didn't have to slum it in this movie.
Okay, can I just point out that instead of telling his daughter a story, he wanted her to take a drink of some NyQuil so that she would fall asleep without him having to tell her a story?
Yeah, these aren't just the worst parents ever. They're the worst human beings ever.
I mean, is it really only a matter of, like, the law, why you don't just give her a shot of Jack Daniels at this point? Is that same difference, right?
I heard he was going to go get some of that Crystal Blue from... Breaking Bad.
Right?
Here, honey, smoke this.
They would not go to sleep, though.
Is she dressed as Blossom?
I don't know.
I think
that
she might be Blossom.
I was a little too old for
Blossom. Blossom was 90s.
I don't know, but I'm loving Samuel, or Sam Raimi as Sam
Raimi. Not Sam Raimi. Sam...
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. I love that guy with an S in his name as Flava Flav.
Okay, so least likely things to ever happen in film just happened.
Oh, God, why? You guys.
Oh, it takes a movie filled with millions of SNL rejected stars to hold us back.
So many people just phoning it in. Oh, wake me up from this nightmare.
I know, there's so many movie people phoning it in this movie, it should have long-distance charges attached to it.
It should be brought to you by Nokia.
Didn't we already establish there's no such thing as long-distance charges?
Okay, in the fictional universe, to be fair, if you call from, like, overseas, you get long-distance charges, so.
This is why conservatives don't believe in global warming, because he made a global warming joke. He sewed them together.
Because
gay people sew.
Yeah.
Okay, gay camp isn't really a thing.
Credits to Adam Sandler for probably the first time in his career of making the gay guy the only normal and competent person in the entire film.
Also, I thought gay camp was just something that Orson Scott Card proposed. I didn't think it was a place.
That's not true. Hitler was into gay camp as well.
Oh, right. That's true.
There's nothing Nick Swordson won't do.
No, he is the definition of a whore. Anyone who actually respects Nick Swardson is a braying jackass.
God, I wish Tony was
in Jackass.
Here,
okay, they're getting the dog drunk.
That's just
wrong.
There is a rule against getting animals fucked up, and most people don't obey it.
Die. Can't at least one person die in this movie?
Seriously, it would be so much better.
Give it time.
No, Shaq! You don't get to make Warriors references, you piece of human garbage!
Is he that bad?
He is in this movie. Everyone in this movie is garbage.
I don't know. I'm like, is he supposed to be a bad guy?
Well, actually, there's a lot of things coming to light right now about Shaq being one of the worst people to work with, and like as a commentator, like he's been sued recently for tackling one of his coworkers and like injuring them.
Oh my!
Like he
God.
Thought it'd be funny to run down the hall and tackle him.
Yeah, that sounds like a dick move.
It's like Shaq, you're 7 feet tall for fuck's sake.
Look, I've thrown some really big parties, but generally speaking, like. Guys in their 40s.
Okay, those were just some good Top Gun references there.
I'm not sure they were.
Well, it was Top Gun and Risky Business.
Chris.
Yes?
Chris.
Yes?
Danger Zone! This movie is so bad, I had to reference Archer just to make myself feel a little bit happy.
You're right. I do feel slightly comforted by that, Paul. Thank you.
That's how I roll.
I love how they're all
I didn't
amazed.
Know that there were other people here.
Monkey is trying to destroy. Do it, Monkey! Destroy the broadcast! Save us all! Don't. That's not a thing. You can't make that a thing.
Mohawk, like Mohawk Airlines, which the guys on Mad Men run.
Wow, that was a long walk from Mad Men plug.
I'm sorry, I'm watching a lot of Mad Men right now.
I do love that his teacher is one of the backups dancers for Robert Palmer. That is a D-Track '80s reference.
Wait, who is that?
That's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, are you sure it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger? I got confused.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone
it's
Cold's taking
outfit.
A paycheck.
Just wait. They're
See,
making another
they're not
Terminator.
In costume, that's the joke.
They are making another Terminator film soon. I'm just saying, they haven't really cast all the Terminators yet. Give it time.
I heard it's going to be this guy.
There's a part of me that would rather see Stone Cold Steve Austin do it than Arnold again.
It's the biggest thing for me. It's like, you're making Terminators. There's no reason for the flesh on top of the bones to make you look like you're like a bouncer at the world's most dangerous club. Why wouldn't it make more sense to make you look like some fat housewife or something?
You know what would be hilarious is if they made the robot look like the first Sarah Connor that got killed in the movie. Like that overweight, curly-haired woman?
That would make so much more sense.
And it would be a callback.
Okay.
What are you, the dumbest
Stun
guy
him.
On the planet?
Drop the stunner
this
on him.
Can't go All poorly. Right,
so the Devo guy wins, for the record, but just...
Hey, Adam Sandler, in his defense, just broke the shit out of somebody's leg earlier in this movie.
That's
I mean, granted,
his
it was
own son. Yeah.
But he's clearly a badass.
Stun him. Please do the stunner. This movie will redeem itself if he drops a Stone Cold Stunner on Adam Sandler.
How is fighting some dude showing your son what's right?
Sandler.
Steve's going to turn out to be a good guy.
He's or gonna, Uzbekistan.
He's going to let Adam beat his ass.
Oh, look, reference to the troops. In case we didn't have enough of America in the audience right now.
This is definitely a right-wing movie. They brought up the concept of gay camp. Isn't that where the Tea Party thinks they should all be?
See, how much money do you have to pay Stone Cold Steve Austin to let Adam Sandler punch him out in a film? Even if it's part of the plot that it's fake.
Right now, Chris, all I want you to do is throw me a beer and I'll guzzle it while standing on the ring. You don't know anything about Stone Cold, do you? That reference went right over your head, I'm sorry.
Wow, fake Steve Austin is a really good actor.
Hail Hydra!
He's totally selling it to this audience.
This is the best acting Stone Cold's ever done.
Okay, come on. Now you're just a bully.
Yeah, seriously.
This is the least realistic scene so far.
You've
this
just
song.
Traded one bully for another.
Seriously.
How does this make anybody look good? Shut up.
See, but now his son is going to stand up to the bully.
And get his ass kicked.
Stun him. Stone Cold, do it.
You can't, you don't love your son that much, Stone Cold. Come on, beat his ass.
I'm going to stomp a mud hole in your ass, son.
I'm not even a wrestling fan, and this is painful for me to watch.
Yeah. I was a wrestling fan for the exact period of time in my youth to adore Stone Cold Steve Austin, so this is a tragedy happening right here.
Adley, Oddly, this is the only actor in this entire film that I'm liking more because of what they did in it and not less.
Oh, look, it's an 80s movie reference with frat boys.
Oh, Taylor Lautner.
He had to flip off of the car.
Why hasn't something horrible happened to that guy yet?
Maybe it will. Maybe that'll be the best thing about this movie.
Yeah, we gotta lose Philip Seymour Hoffman, but Taylor Lautner's allowed to keep walking the earth. Oops! Dropped the ball on that one, God!
Saying, you might have put a whole, like, inarguable, like, thing against the whole God's existence thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Really? You think you're qualified to call someone a moron, Taylor Lautner?
I'm surprised he could pronounce moron.
Brunson, as in Brunson Pichot? Is that an 80s reference?
That would be awesome if he showed up as the dean.
This is what happens when you're on a show like Heroes. It's a big hit, then it's a failure, and then you end up in this
whatever
movie.
Are they Germans?
So the subplot here is a townies versus frat boy subplot.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, the film is trying hard to tap into the whole, weren't the 80s cool? But...
why is there an army of them? I have never seen a frat with this many members.
That is true, but yeah, think true. About how much money they would have in dues. And apparently that girl behind them is a member of their frat.
No, you didn't.
Is that a guy in the first movie?
Tom Cruise?
Yes, everybody in this town went to Hollywood, made big bucks. Well, Colin Quinn, I don't know, big bucks is a relative term.
Big sucks.
Yeah, right.
I hope they all end up being friends and party together, and it just turns into that much better of a party.
I hope everyone is cleansed by hellfire.
Dude, they could have at least broken out a, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief. I like how they finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Oh my God, kill me. Somebody just stake through the heart. Come on.
It's almost like every shot that Taylor Lautner on screen makes this film, like, go down a star. So at this point,
and now it's Braveheart.
We're at negative 300 stars.
Yeah. They don't... there aren't even stars left.
Well, that's actually accurate.
Yeah. As this movie can attest.
And now the movie is continuing to be realistic with old people beating up frat guys.
Yeah, it's...
okay, I want to point out that this is now about grown men beating up children. Good job, grown-ups, too. Good job. And a girl.
And a girl.
That's kind of frightening when you put it like that.
At least that guy's about their age.
I mean, as much as I enjoy watching frat guys get beat up, this takes all the fun out of it.
Actually, that was... the thing with David Spade's kid was actually decent fight choreography.
Okay, so she just murdered that guy.
Yep. Massive internal bleeding.
That dude guy's is dead.
Concussion. Yeah.
If you throw a keg at someone's head, they do not survive. If you throw a Smurf at someone's head, they do not survive.
Yeah, that's sexual assault.
They turn blue, apparently.
That's like, yeah, it looks like a killing on Hannibal.
Yeah. He looks
well, that wasn't a convenient plot twist.
Larry Bird, that's... yeah, and that's...
okay, by the way, that totally undid the whole Adam Sandler plot line. The whole plot line was, I'm going to get you to stand up to a bully. He doesn't stand up to a bully, yeah, he rescues the bully.
Also, a grown man just put his balls in a child's face. What the fuck, Adam Sandler? I think Adam Sandler's going to end up being a member of NAMBLA. It's gonna come out that he's always been a member
of
NAMBLA.
See, he's doing aerobic... ass kicking.
I do, once again,
that's how gay men fight, apparently.
I do like that the gay guy's kind of a badass, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, especially
even in a right-wing film.
That it's in an Adam Sandler film is what I love about it. Okay, now please, don't ruin it. Don't, okay, thank you. Thank you, okay. If you had made him end up with Nick Swardson, that would have ruined
it. Oh, no! That poor dog! dog. Okay. Can we not have cruelty to animals?
Okay. That was good.
That reflected our feelings.
Stun somebody, Stone Cold. Come on. Make 14-year-old me very happy.
Look, Stone Cold Austin can beat up 17-year-olds.
Yeah, seriously.
What a shocker. And how stupid do 17-year-olds have to be to run at Stone Cold?
Seriously.
It's the same thing in, like, every movie where The Rock plays a regular guy and people just keep messing with him, and it's like, really? The Rock?
That is a lot of ball kicking.
I hate to say it, I know she's supposed to be very young, but she is pretty hot in that Pat Benatar outfit.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna
in your defense, she's probably 30.
Yeah, true.
Oh my god, a bald person.
Now Shaq's mad.
Shaq angry! Shaq smash!
You don't give a nookie to my little brother.
He busted out of that dollhouse like Fox!
Oh, now tear off his wig. Oh, good, he broke that guy's back.
See, it's funny because he's smaller than... Oh, for fuck's sake. I can't do this. I can't. Like, the only thing that could have possibly made an Adam Sandler movie worse was Shaq and Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Is it sad that this makes me want to finally watch the Twilight movies? Because that guy's pretty cool.
No! Get out of this house!
I kind
of
want to play a fighting game with Adam Sandler and Taylor Lautner, though.
Did that just happen?
I do.
See, I knew what he was going to say.
I do, in fact, like Adam Sandler a lot more than I like Taylor Lautner.
Yep, and that is saying something.
It's filled with sperm.
Explode.
Please explode.
Who's he talking to?
Oh, see, she knew.
She knew that the stag was still stalking.
Yeah, wow,
that is a deep reference to the beginning of the film.
Oh, Taylor Lautner is gored to death. Nope, just has his genitals bitten off by a dick.
Honestly, I think that whoever wrote that should get a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry, did all those frat guys disappear because they were afraid of one deer?
Deers are scary, Brian.
They're
I know
really
you're
not.
A city boy, so...
They're really not that scary. Oh, yeah.
Wow, Selma Hayek just showed a woman much less attractive to her that she can keep a man.
I love it. I love they probably had to call Steve Buscemi back for a pickup shot of him
for
laughing.
Just that. Oh god, I don't understand how anybody could pay money to see this film, except that I paid money to rent it.
So. Yeah, you did.
I paid whatever my hour and a half was worth to be here.
That was your dignity, Paul.
That's what I paid. I sacrificed my dignity.
It was really weighing you down, though. It was really cumbersome, that dignity.
You know who else knows about that? Nick Swarzwergen.
Swarzwergen. Swarzwergen.
Swarzwergen.
Oh, for God's sake.
So at least this means that it's starting to wrap up now.
I hope so. Do a time check. I'm terrible.
Time check.
It's clearly epilogue-y.
Less than 10 minutes.
We can do it, guys.
It's
going to
be a long 10 minutes. It's going to be like a fucking football 10 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Timeout.
They keep calling timeouts. Yeah. And we're like, what, are you fucking serious?
Oh, God, please.
And now here's another Chevrolet commercial you've already seen 8 times.
Here's another Kmart commercial. Masquerading as a film.
All right, so this actress, what was she from?
Georgette from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
That's right? It, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. She's way too good to be in this film.
Yes. There are very few people you can say that about in this movie. She is one of them.
Well, she's not getting a lot of work. And the fact that she's getting any
true.
Work in a Hollywood film...
She was like, I got a grandkid going to college.
Yeah. Like, just getting lines in a Hollywood film means you're coming home with probably at least 30 grand. So it's like, you know what? More power to her.
Well, see, so there's the sad truth. If any of us were offered a role... Grown Ups 3. I'll do that.
I mean, I've been a critic for a living for, like, over a decade, and I've said repeatedly, as much as I make fun of these films, if Adam Sandler called me tomorrow and say, do you want to play Nick Swartz's love interest?
Right?
In a Hollywood film,
I'm going to get how much for a week's worth?
I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give a certain portion of charity to make myself feel better, but...
This is not something Adam Sandler should ever get to do.
Adam Sandler was like, I am writing an entire movie just so I can talk to Selma Hayek's belly.
Yeah, this is the entire purpose of this movie.
And to threaten Stone Cold Steve Austin. So
Yeah, that's true. It is Adam Sandler fantasy wish fulfillment.
All right, note to self. Become as rich as Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not even sure. I'm trying to imagine something that any of us could do to become as rich as Adam Sandler.
And get to talk like this and make it a joke like this.
I don't
That's know. All he ever did. That's his entire shtick.
I do have some, like, Two Geeks, One Cup or something at this point. I don't know what's...
All right, I'm going to defend. Early Adam Sandler was pretty funny. There was some humor there in early Saturday Night Live.
Happy Gilmore.
I will give you Happy Gilmore, and I will give you Punch Drunk Love. That is about it.
The Wedding Singer was really funny.
Opera Man?
Saturday Night Live era. But yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying on Saturday Night Live, he was actually
Theatrical career, he's had some funny.
And I know you guys won't agree with this, but I actually do have respect for the fact that he went out and learned how to be an actual quarterback for The Longest Yard. Like, he went to an NFL training camp and learned how to throw the perfect pass.
I hate to admit, I didn't hate The Longest Yard.
It's fun. Terry Crews makes it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's over!
Oh my god,
guys,
oh my god. Oh. We made it.
Once again, Dennis Dugan directed it, who's Adam Sandler's life partner, as near as I can tell. He's like, directs all of these films.
Dennis Dugan, one of the biggest hacks in Hollywood.
Okay, seriously, can you guys loosen the rope now? I can't feel my fucking legs.
You know what? You're going to thank us for it when you black out and you get brain damage, because you won't remember this evening.
Speaking of blacking out and brain damage, I didn't actually drink my Jaeger shot.
Oh, you are... Same
tricky
person.
I was being like the boys in the movie who pretended they were getting drunk, but then they didn't
really
get drunk.
So you can take advantage of us?
Or pretended like they could act.
So that I could take advantage of you while you cannot give consent.
You mean in that scene that I'm dubbing Date Rape 101?
You know, you realize we have to keep talking because there's almost certainly going to be a scene before the credits start.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, there's got to be a bumper, just like in every good superhero movie. Yeah,
and Nick Fury's going to show up and go, I don't want any of you for the goddamn Avengers!
Thank God.
That would be fucking awesome. Yeah. That would make that movie almost worth watching.
Was it like, as much as I'm a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if tomorrow they went, Adam Sandler's going to play one of our main characters, I'd be like, I'm done.
I would burn the Marvel Universe.
You know what? I'd be like, I'll go see that. They've done such a good job so far. They must have something planned.
They must have some secret thing we can't even imagine. Kevin Feige, was it Feige? I forget. The way you pronounce his last name is weird.
I thought it was Feig.
Is it Feig?
I thought it was Feig.
I remember I heard like a...
I just call him Kevin F., but then I get him confused with the Kevin F. from Warner Brothers. Is it an F? No, what's the...
I don't know.
Who's the new Warner Brothers CEO? Kevin something.
Got me, man.
But yeah, the guy who runs the Marvel Cinematic Universe knows what he's doing. And not every film is a hit out of the park, but he's built a universe that seemed wildly implausible 10 years ago to do.
Even the worst of the Marvel films, and I have to clarify for those who don't know, does anybody who's listening to your podcast not know that like X-Men and Spider-Man are not part of the Marvel
I think
movies?
Most of them know, yeah.
So the actual Marvel movies all related to the Avengers, every one of them is good. There are some that are not as good as the others, but they are all a million times better than, for example, Man of Steel or Green Lantern.
But the bar is set so high that even the least quality Marvel film in terms of the Avengers stuff is still really good.
Yes.
But how does Grown Ups 2 figure into this
whole... It doesn't. I'm trying to talk about anything else right now, Chris. God damn it.
We got onto it because we were talking about that Nick Fury showing up in the bumper, which is apparently not happening.
I mean, if this was the Avengers, so Adam Sandler's Captain America.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Chris Rock is Nick Fury because he's black. He's not the Falcon, because...
I hate you so much right now.
Yeah, all right, so, but, you know, who's Nick Swardson? I don't even know, I mean...
Like Hawkeye.
Nick Swardson is a giant pile of dung that Ant-Man happens to step in.
Kevin James is the Black
blob.
Widow.
I'm sticking with the blob on
the
this
blob.
One.
You're sticking with the blob.
Sticking with the
but
blob.
But that's not Marvel Universe, that's
okay,
Fox.
Okay, how about the Incredible Bulk?
Okay, we'll give him the Incredible Bulk. All
the
right.
Incredible
Hulk.
Bulk,
whatever.
Is it Big Bertha from the Great Lakes Avengers?
Jesus, really? You're going to reference the Great Lakes Avengers?
I'm going all the way.
Wait, the Great Lakes Avengers, do they actually have their own book at any point?
Hold on. I got to stop you guys.
I think they might have had two runs
based on characters created by Adam Sandler. What characters? People Adam Sandler knew? Those aren't characters.
From the first movie, perhaps.
This movie doesn't have any characters.
I'm pretty sure Adam Sandler has licensed the existences of all the actors
especially
in this film.
Kevin James and Nick Swartzen. Yeah. So the characters, like, I created Nick Swartzen and Kevin James. That's not terribly inaccurate.
No, they actually... I don't know if you know this. Between films, he actually freezes them. He puts them in hibernation.
Any children they may have, he actually takes a percentage of any money they make throughout
their lifetime. Did you notice there were like five Sandler kids playing small roles in this film? How many times is that idiot procreated?
Because you're still young and you might live long enough to get to the point of seeing the whole new generation of Sandler children forced on Hollywood.
I'm going to start chewing on this beer bottle.
They're gonna be like the next generation of Wayanses, but white and therefore not as cool.
Please just, what, Mayans? I don't care.
All right, now hold on a second.
Predict the real apocalypse, do it now.
Let's just point out, Werewolves of London.
Good song.
Right? I'm looking for another good one.
There's got to be another good
cherry
one.
Cherry Pie? There we go.
I don't know if that's a good one.
I love Cherry Pie.
Warrant? How can you not love Warrant?
I told you,
Warrant?
Man. 80s hair metal.
Love Plus One is a good song.
Bat Out of Hell?
Bat Out of Hell is a good song. Dancing with Myself is a good song.
And
Centerfold.
Say It Isn't So is a good song.
Centerfold, yes.
Heaven is by Bryan Adams, and the Canadian government has apologized to Bryan Adams on several occasions.
Relax. And also, by the way, Don't Do It.
Eddie Money is on there.
Live Every Moment by R.E.S.
I want to go back. How true that is for me to an hour and a half ago before I had ever seen this movie. I could never unsee.
Even longer to earlier today when you went, sure, I'll come over and do it.
Yeah, that was not my best decision.
Oh my God, listen to this. Justin Bieber posters provided courtesy of Bravado International Group Merchandising Services Incorporated.
Were there Justin Bieber posters?
I don't know, but do you understand that's who owns Justin Bieber, is Bravado International Group Merchandising Services.
Oh my God,
they licensed a JFK bust. JFK is rolling over in his grave.
Yep, back and then to the left.
I'm just kidding, he's not actually dead.
He's on that island with Tupac.
I'm not sure this is a work of fiction.
No.
I feel like this actually happened in some weird parallel universe.
Oh my God, can you imagine if you like got into the parallel universe machine to go into the parallel universe where Firefly went for 7 seasons so you could watch all of them, and you accidentally ended up in the parallel universe where this is all a true story?
I refuse to believe the universe where Fox was smart enough to know that Firefly, they should keep going with it, is the same universe where people behave like the people.
Yeah, they're different parallel universes. You got the wrong one.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sony Columbia, you have some explaining to do.
Because I'm explaining to do.
I hate you both.
I told you I was going to walk out because it was a Sony movie.
Oh, there's no bumper.
Oh, God. Oh, at least
we sat through that for nothing.
Well, we sat through credits.
Okay. Unknowable
that
universe.
Warning should have been at the beginning of the movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the first of our three worst of 2013 commentaries. You asked for it.
I hope you're happy.
I swore up and down I would never watch Grown Ups 2. And you know what? Through loyalty to you, even though I suspect the only reason you voted for this was because I said I'd never see it, here it is. Thank you so much, Paul Benjamin, for joining us on this momentous, historic occasion.
Momentous?
Sure.
We've been drinking.
So I don't know when you guys are doing the next one, but just let me know, and I'm going to be busy then.
Can't blame you. We'll call you when we get back to doing movies we like.
Yes, for God's sake.
So this wasn't one of...
No.
Oh, my God, because I didn't want to say really bad things because I thought you guys were into this.
No, see, we usually watch movies that were like a cult classic type stuff, although I think like... It seems like our mission statement is every movie John Carpenter made up until In the Mouth of Madness.
The Carpenter commentaries.
Yeah, the Carpenter commentaries. But that being said, thank you so much for listening to this commentary and joining us. We will be back very shortly with R.I.P.D.
Oh, God.
The second, leading up to the number one worst film of 2013 as voted by our fans, with a different guest coming in to join us. We'll wait to tell you who it is when we know.
It won't be me.
It won't be Paul. It'll be somebody else who will never talk to us again afterwards.
Thank you so much.
I'm Christopher Lawrence Cox.
I used to be Brian Salisbury.
And that's Paul Benjamin over there in slowly dissolving like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Paul Benjamin, Rush Chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
And say goodnight, Gracie.
Fuck it all.
Fuck you, Gracie.